What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set. I know usually when you hear that sound, you're expecting me to come up, you know, with some motivational speech, you know, and, you know, inspire you, to motivate you, come up with some words, tell you, you know, you cannot give up and things like that. Today, man, I have no motivation for you. Nothing. Totally, absolutely no motivation. Nothing like, okay, you know what? Don't give up. Give up now if you like, give up. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you like, give up. It's your life. It's your choice. I made up my mind. I'm not motivating. Nada. If you like, give up. If you like, don't do what you're supposed to do. I'm not angry. I said today. I know you'll be expecting Collins to come up, you know. This life is a great place. Don't give up in life. Remember that you have the gift of life, and because of that, that means there's something. The fact that you're alive, you know, that means there's a plan for you. There's a purpose. Don't give up on your purpose. Don't let the situation of life weigh you down. You know, don't let things weigh you down. Yes. I love to say that, but today, this morning, I have no motivation for you. I have no motivation. You be your motivation. Motivate yourself. Because the truth is, if you rely on external motivation, let me tell you what happened to you. The day that moves away, let me tell you, you will not have the drive. You would not achieve what you need to achieve. The motivation has got to come from inside out. You know, you have to have a conviction about what you want out of life and go for it. Whether Collins, Teke, or Andrea, or Dobi Teke comes on the radio to tell you how great you are or how amazing you are or not, you have that self-conviction within you that, yes, I have what it takes to become, to achieve, to be great. That's the best motivation you can give yourself. Because if you wait for a motivation outside of yourself, trust me, you will not get the best out of it. So that's the reason I say today, I ain't got no motivation for you. You motivate yourself. But we're going to help you motivate yourself by stimulating your physiology. And you're going to call the radio station screaming out loud, "What's up, Lagos?" And then I think that's going to stimulate you, put in the right frame of mind. You know, that's going to put your state in the right state. And then you can start motivating yourself from inside.
Right.
Go deep. And then I'll let Andrea take it from here because,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I was going to take it up from there. Motivation is good, right?
Yep.
But you also do need discipline to achieve your desired result.
That's right.
So you can feel all motivated, either you motivating yourself or something else motivating you or someone else motivating you. But you actually do need discipline.
Yep.
All right, to have your desired result.
That's right. The thing about motivation, it's not bad, it's great, but it's not all that there is to get you to the point where you want to be.
Yeah.
There's got to be more. Now, let me describe motivation this way. You know that, you know, when you're motivated, hey, you go online to check this gym experts or fitness experts.
Right.
You see what they're doing. You're motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You push to become, I'm hitting the gym. I'm going back to the gym. And then you get to the gym. You get to, you know, subscribe for your monthly gym stuff. And then first day, second day, first week, you know, you're pumped up. You're motivated because the motivation is actually you getting that, you know, that body. The push, right? And getting that body that you want. And then you go there. And then boom, it now happens that pop. You know, you can no longer afford the subscription in the gym because something happens. Maybe you lost a job, or maybe something happened to you that, you know, took away the means of livelihood, something. At that point, I'm sure that 90% of people, they give up on that, say, "My boy, who's gym? I don't even have money to pay the next time, you know, to go on there." So motivation can only take you that far.
Right.
But what will keep it going is a deeper conviction from within. You know, if you're motivated to do something because you can do it, it's great. But what if all the odds are against you achieving that? Will you still be motivated to do it? That's a question I want you to ask yourself. And that's how you can dig deep for Dean to find that deep motivation that you need. I said I wasn't going to motivate, but at the end of the day, what have I done, Collins?
I say your destiny is to aspire, to perspire, to all the aspire.
I'm beginning to accept that.
That is your destiny, my brother.
I'm beginning to accept that. You know, someone asked me that, Collins, you know, all you just need to do is tell somebody your story and that person will be inspired,
right,
or be motivated,
right,
to do more, to, yeah, be the best of themselves.
I actually do agree to, yeah, that one. And then you do that once in a while. And I mean, we can also hear and see that most of the time, right, whenever you tell your story, people get motivated and inspired by that.
Absolutely. All right, guys, welcome to the show. And now you get the drift. You get the drift. Why I say I'm not going to motivate you this morning. I hope you understand it. I hope you, and if you didn't feel bad, like, I was expecting you to come and motivate me. That's the idea. I want you to come from inside out. And I hope you're blessed by the words you've said this morning. Andrea, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. I'm good. How are you too?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Beautiful. I think the room is a bit tense. Does it feel like a bit tense?
Exactly. Well, kind of, because I mean, you started.
I just shocked everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
it was all planned.
You know, but it's okay, right? Because sometimes we need to snap back to reality.
Yeah,
you know, it's really okay. It's really okay.
All right, Lagos, Nigeria. We'd like to hear how you're feeling this morning. We'd like to know where you're listening to us from. It's a Thursday. We wanted to flash back and remember where you used to be, all right? Not in terms, look at your life, you know, and then try to appreciate the progress you've made in different areas. Some people, they might have lost their job. Maybe they had jobs years back. Now they don't have a job. But they have made progress in other areas of their life. Okay, because your job or your achievements in life or financial achievements are not all that there is about success in life. So you might have achieved more success in your health, in your mind, in so many areas. All right. So I want you to look back and appreciate your journey.
Right.
That's what we do every Thursday, don't we?
Absolutely. So yeah, maybe we just need to go back in time, right?
Yep.
For us to be able to, you know, appreciate how far we have come.
That's right. All right, guys, we'll go back in time with this piece of music. Not too far away, but I'm sure a lot of people will be inspired or get to be reminded of once upon a time in history when music used to sound like this. This is a naughty. Am I Mr. Incredible to kickstart this Throwback Friday? Yeah, did I say Throwback Friday? Throwback Thursday! Welcome.
Brand new song, brand new feeling, I can't go wrong. It's that incredible mister, fist up theory coming through transistor. Saw the sister one day at a bar. She said, Em, I don't know who you are. Bet you think that you're a mighty big star, but you're probably just a book bar. I said, yo, gonna be the coco, drive you loco. Lock you from Boko to Soko, to Morocco, but rapping the choco. You don't feel my fire, you gon' feel my smoke, yo. Feel my vocal on this local instrumental. Focal points to drive you mental. I just want you to feel me, to reel me, and steal me. So let's go, 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 go. Brand new flow, brand new beat for the dance floor. It's that incredible mister, the cardiac arrest, the flow like Twister. I saw this mister one day at a show. He said, Em, yo, I know you can flow, bro, but you ain't got proof. You ain't got what it takes to make the club move. I got the magic static, I got the chrome automatic, so systematic, erratic, flow so melodic, neurotic, chronic. So supersonic, bionic, you can get on it. Flow in the bonica, English broken, lyrically smoking. Nigeria's hip-hop token, you gotta be joking. Me, M to the I, Mr. Incredible, most immaculate Mike Spector, MC interrogator, the music innovator, mankind illustrator, MI on the MIC, yeah, he got a lot of swag, though he not MP, and he's not MT, just a bad MC, I'm not T for the year 2G and forever.
It's
What's Up Lagos, baby? Get set. That album, really, it was like magic because we're used to rap that sounded like... No shades to anyone who was your rap, you know, back in the day. Idris Abdul Karim. I mean, shout out to Rugged Man. Shout out to all the guys, you know. Freestyle. And all the guys who have been there, you know. I can't remember, I mentioned their name. But MI was like the guy who, like, you know... You know, give us the kind of hope that, Mode 9, I need to give a shout out to Mode 9. Big time. Yeah. Modo. Yes, big time shout out to Mode 9. But MI was the guy, apart from those guys who were hardcore, MI was the guy who really like showed us that you can be a good rapper and also be commercially friendly or be commercial and a commercial actor. So, beautiful song that out there. I hope that brought some memory. We're throwing back. Yes, welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies. It's 18 minutes past 10. Today's the 28th of April, 2022. So Thursday. What a day to be alive. I'm sure at this point some people are waiting for the pam pam in their phones, right? Yep. That is if you are a salary earner.
Yeah.
If you are a salary earner, indeed. But hey, welcome. It's What's Up Lagos. So tell us how you're feeling and what's going on around your area. I know some people are saying, why they're viral-less this morning? Why? But you know, sometimes, like we said earlier, we just snap back to reality, right?
Yeah, I want you to be your motivation. We just want you to be your motivation.
Right.
It is not vital.
I mean, the truth is nobody can motivate you as much as you would do for yourself,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Other people can only help you, mm-hmm. You know? But most times it comes from you making a decision, a conscious decision to say, you know what, I have to get this done. And that's where discipline comes in.
Yeah, motivation from outside can only take you as far as it can take you. Mm-hmm. So, but when it comes to the need, when the things are really hard, you need it from inside out.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson, that's the message. It's not violence, that's the message of this morning's opening.
Okay. Yep. The phone lines are open. Indeed, remember to scream, What's Up Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
A lot happened on social media.
Yep.
And we might just touch a little tiny bit of it if you would
permit
us to. Yule Doce has been trending, and if you haven't heard about that story, we would bring that on social media highlight today. Remember, from the 11 o'clock hour also, the family clinic would be live where that someone is in the clinic. If you listened last week, we brought a very burning conversation. A woman who found out that her sister was having an affair with her husband. There's a follow-up to that story, so we'll bring it live from the 11 o'clock hour.
That's right, 11 o'clock, you get to listen to that, no doubt. Well, what would you do if your husband got to bring another wife 17 years after you've been married, been together? That's more or less like just to, you know, add some salt or add some spice to the social media highlights. I mean, we'll get into that story, no doubt. But for now, let's hear from you.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive, welcome.
Good morning, guys. Good morning
to you.
Yeah, I'm so glad to, wow. I don't believe that you guys are going to pick up this morning.
Yes, we did. And you are the first caller on the show today.
Yeah. Yeah, so but that inspired and all the rest. I think it depends on your story.
Mm.
Like me now, I've been through a lot in Lagos. Okay. So I don't think I can inspire anybody like this now.
So you've been through a lot in Lagos, so you don't think that anybody can inspire you by anything, or what do you mean?
Motivate
you or push you to be changed?
Yeah, I don't really think that I can inspire anybody, sir. I don't really think that.
You don't think that I can inspire anybody?
Yes.
But you just said you've been through a lot in Lagos, and yet you're here breathing and alive. Is that not enough inspiration already?
Yes.
To someone else. I mean, just your story alone can inspire people. So don't
it's a suffering story.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you suffered, yet you've survived, yet you're alive. You're not dead now. You're still here. You can breathe.
I'm
still
have hope. Up to now. No. Let me just see.
Yeah.
Someone that will suffer, and at the end, they will just see the entire part. They'll see the entire part. But right now, I'm still suffering.
Yeah.
So I don't think I can see anybody.
Wow. Oh, I wish I could talk further with you, but, you know, time, there's not a lot of time on radio to really do all of that. But we can still talk, you know, on the line. Well, you see, so far, you see, there's a saying, they say, if you never see another man papa farm, you go believe in your papa farm, big pass.
Mm.
If you never hear another man's story, suffering story, you go to say, ah, you did suffer. That's the least I can say about that. But hey, guy, the fact that you're alive and can breathe and hear us, trust me, there is still something to be grateful for.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Thank you, my friend.
Yes! Just alive!
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just this number like
wow.
That's not me connected.
We're glad you made it this time. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Onda. I was just laughing when Collins here. He does not have any.
No motivation today.
If I could even say anything, I think Andrea, you just said it all. That did anybody provoke
you?
I'm just saying. I say, come on. You should have a motivation for us. Maybe some of us rely on this to push on in our daily hustle.
By the end of the day, there was still motivation you get.
Yeah. Anyways, me, I'm a motivation to myself. Most of the time, like,
nice one.
Just like what the last caller was saying. If I see the kind suffering and all of that, family calling here and there, if I see the, in fact, the suffering alone will push me to keep going on.
Yeah.
As in, to do my best.
Yeah.
So I'm a motivation to myself and the things I see around.
Good stuff.
I need to be grateful for life and all of that.
That's right. You didn't mention your name, by the way.
Yeah, I said my name is Onda. Maybe you think
Onda.
Onda. Yeah. All right. What are you calling for, by the way? And
calling. I'm in Lekki Phase 1 currently.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate you.
Welcome.
And no violence, really. Nothing. I know you just talked to everyone.
Right.
Expecting and waiting for Collins. I hope I didn't break your heart. Like,
I'm sure Collins, you did Collins. To a few people, because someone here on WhatsApp said, please motivate me. Please motivate me. Another one here says, this coming from Destiny says, good morning, the tech. It says, Collins, you cracked me up, honestly. Telling us to give up is a motivation in itself. He says, because sometimes we need it to get ourselves motivated.
Yep.
I love you guys to take us. Thank you so much. We love you too.
That's right. Thank you.
Let me see. This is coming from NTA from Shagari Estate. NTA. I don't know how you would like your name to be pronounced. He says, great morning to you, the techers. Mr. Collins, Sabi Life Wella. See the nice song you are opening the show. Okay. All right, let me see. Another one says, nice one, bro. I like the way you redirect your audience to the reality of life. Much respect.
Yeah, man.
JJ from Ojota says, hello, Collins. Teke. Hi, Andrea. Teke. He says, you said we're not going to motivate. You're not going to motivate, but you ended up doing so. Says, meanwhile, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Thank you so much. This one says, the techers, why the violence this morning?
I got it.
There's no violence.
Well, that emoji you said, we don't need
we
that.
We don't want it.
We don't. You should know by now that such energies, we don't want them here. We say the truth.
Okay.
Let me not get you angry.
Let me see another one. Baba from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? No motivation today, right? But that is what motivation. All right. Another here is saying, what's up, Lagos? It's coming from Hassan from Akowonjo says, my room is calm and cold due to the rain. I remembered when they stay for small room for Lupeju. Among my friends and I, they sleep like sardine. But today, God is good. It says he's married with a daughter in a two-bedroom apartment. Ooh. Isn't God great?
God is great. God is good.
All the time. God is good.
That's great.
Shout out to you, man.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. There are a lot more. My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. I just started listening to your show recently, and I love it so much. I'm grateful for the sound. Oh, goodness. Welcome back. It's 10:40 on the clock and it's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And yes, the social media highlight is live right now. So let's even talk about this conversation. I know you want to tell us how you're doing and what's going on around your area. Feel free to do that as well. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190 to drop a WhatsApp message.
On 0809-597-5805.
Okay, a few people have... let me start with what really went down on social media yesterday. Okay, we'll take a WhatsApp messages. Don't look at me that way. Okay, let me start with a few WhatsApp messages before Colin sends me out of the studio. Let me see. This one's coming from Mo Shud from Festac. Says, good morning, the tech as well. I'm motivated 100%. I feel Una vibe is going to be a great week. Please, who is the person speaking about regulators? We'll find that out and let you know. Let me say, this one's come from Bolariwa. He says, they're calling so motivation. Yeah, I've got accident. It says motivation till accident. Emmanuel from Lekki says, dear Collins and Andrea, I got a whole lot to be grateful for. When I look back, growing up, we lived in a single room with five other siblings and parents with leaking roof. When it rains, we don't sleep. We got our buckets and bail water to the end of the rain. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It says, I cried as each day passes by. So passers-by looked and shook their head. Fast forward to 2015 till date, I can afford 3-bedroom apartment alone as well as my siblings and really grateful. Indeed, hard work pays.
Well done. That's very inspirational.
Indeed it is. Let me see. This one says, what's up, Lagos? The only motivation I need now is a credit allowed to my bank account. It says anything else is waste of energy. All right. Let me see. Another one here says, what's up, Lagos? No motivation. Hashtag no motivation Thursday. Yes, I support Collins. Just give up, but don't hang yourself.
You are.
Okay. Oluwa Tosing from Aja says, what's up, Lagos? No motivation, but you ended up motivating. Says, always enjoy your show. Love you, you beautiful couple. Thank you very much. More messages coming in, indeed. This one says, what's up, Echo? Hello, the Tech Cast. Motivation, go look for money to buy a presidential form. So it's got motivated today. Okay. Gary from Teddy, maybe Teddy your show. Thank you for sending that message. Let me see. Ola from Suleri says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techers. Thank you for thinking you didn't motivate us, even though you ended up motivating. Love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you too. Now, this coming from Chike. Chike from Ebute Meta says, Collins Baba, have you ever been a commentator in a football match? It says, I would want you to do one because your voice is good. That is... it suits you a lot. I have heard your voiceover advert and I was wowed by your voice. And now you're a motivational talent. Come on, you're good. Wow. And it says, there's this thing you do to me on radio that make my head swell. I don't really know that thing that comes to you, that you just start talking and switching from voices to voices, from your intro to your interview stage without stopping. I know that one, everyone has the ability. It says, thanks for doing that.
Wow. Chike, thank you very much. You've been very observant. I don't think you even know me that much.
Let me see. Ola from Ikorodu says, you are a multilingualist. Let me start from his first one. He says, at times I forget that Collins is not a Calabar man. I always feel like referring to him as Mr. Effiong or Mr. Bassi because he looks like an Akwaibom man. He says, says, but with the way he sounded the name and Tan, the tongue came out like a Calabama's own. It says you are a linguist.
A multilingual.
Already because you speak English, French, Yoruba, and I'm suspecting a bit of ethic. Okay. All right, then. I think that's the bit we have. Oh, should we take this one now? Anthony Perez says, to identify your values because they are the fuel for your motivation and the driving force behind everything you do in life.
That's
if
right.
you care about something, you will always find the motivation and energy to pursue it. When you don't value something, it's difficult to find the motivation and energy to do it.
Yeah, from inside out.
All right. Let me see.
Read the over soaking first. Don't skip it. This person has been terrorizing you with over.
Okay. Charles from Lekki says, he says, dynamic Joe. I beg Andrea, I have a motivational idea between you and, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't even want to go there. But
Charles,
we saw your message, Charles.
Thank you for your message.
Thank you for your message, indeed.
And thank you for what you're trying to do.
Yeah. But I don't want it. Thank you.
Always. Thank you. Those messages, show that indeed you guys are listening, because we didn't spend too much talking about the motivation. And yeah, look at the messages coming in for that. Well, no doubt, Andrew, with social media highlights is set right now, we cannot wait. Hey, after 17 years. Anyways, let's hear the gist for those who have not been aware of it.
Exactly. So if you were off social media probably yesterday and this morning, let us bring you this interesting story.
Yep.
Now, Yula Dolce posted on social media, and I'm going to read exactly what he posted. Now, he posted a picture of himself and a very cute looking baby boy.
Yep.
And he said, it's time for the world to meet my son. His name, he mentioned, and says, born by my second wife. And he tagged the second wife and said, and I love him so much, just as much as I love my other children.
Ah.
Now, this got everyone thinking, what? He got married to another person? Like, he had
the second,
to get married. And
is it married? Because does the law allow people to polygamy?
He said wife, second wife, right?
People call girlfriends wife.
No, for the fact that
people call baby mama's wife.
Well, the fact that he announced wife. Okay. Now, that's not even just that. He went ahead to also post a picture of his first wife and wrote number one, tagged her as well, or mentioned her as well, and wrote undisputed. Now, the wife replied and said, may God judge you both. Now, that sounded like a hurt woman, someone who is felt betrayed by the act of her husband. That means, obviously, she wasn't in support of it. So there's just a whole lot ongoing. And so many people had come up with what they think about the whole situation. In fact, a few people are commending Yula Dolce for going ahead to, announce that he has a child with a second wife.
Hey.
You know.
There are so many questions going through my mind. Abi, is there no law that says that, okay, except maybe if you're a Muslim, he's not a Muslim, Abi.
No, he's not.
But can you get married to wife one, wife two? I don't know what the procedure is. Maybe lawyers should help us out there. Wife one, wife two, without a divorce. I mean, can you get married legally to two wives in Nigeria? That's one. And then secondly, I don't know, man. I don't know where to... The first wife, they've been together from they build together from, according to the news we get.
So there's such a thing called, I don't know if it's pronounced bigamy or bigamy, but it's an act of marrying one person while still legally married to another. Now, going by research, it is a crime.
Uh-huh.
It's a crime in Nigeria, especially southern states in Nigeria.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
That's one area.
If he is legally married to his first wife,
yep,
and having to maybe traditionally marry the second one, I don't know what to call this, but hey.
Abi, is it that he wants to declare again later as presidential, because he's a former presidential candidate, Abi. He wants to declare again, Abi, he needs some clout. I don't know, but if it's true, I don't know what to say, man. But so far, so good. It looks as if it's true because the wife has unfollowed him on social media. Guys, it's not like we just want to bring people's gist and talk about it, but we really want to know what you think.
Yeah, a few people have dropped their thoughts on social media. One of them, the relationship expert, in quote, Blessing Okoro, she says, I respect men who own up to their, you know, and she went on to say, I respect Yule Doshe. His audacity for me. It's more honorable to have a second wife than a side chick.
Mm.
If you say you be man, marry her.
Oh boy.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of people coming out to share what they think also commending what Yule Doche
did
has come out to say.
Now
another person, this is activist Edo Pais, says, kudos to Yule Doche for the courage to unmask the identity of his second wife and handsome son. It is better to get a second wife legitimately and be happy than to subscribe to side chickism and be pretending to be Saint Gabriel before your wife. It says, don't expose yourself as a man to emotional servitude just to hypocritically please your wife at home. And he said quite a bunch of things. But, or, you know, that's...
And then diggers who always do what they do, you know, to dig.
Yeah.
What are they looking for? I don't know whether it's is goals or any precious metal, but they keep digging. So these diggers, they've dug up
old tweets.
A post by Sir Pete Edoche, that's Yule's father, of course, we know, the legendary. They went to bring it out, what he posted on May 17, and here's what he said. I don't know whether this is linked to the entire, what we now know as a story.
Yeah.
It said, marrying two women doesn't mean you are a man. It just means you are about to suffer and breed confusion among your generations. Guys, you agree. What's your take on the entire story? I'm just putting myself in the shoes of
the first wife,
so to speak, as it were. I don't know what has been going down. We don't know the full story.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. But right now, man, what do you make of the story? I mean, it's 17 years together. I know a lot of people are saying, it doesn't mean, don't go out and be saying, want to build one man together. I've heard some ladies have said that. I've been wanting advice. So you build with the man can wake up tomorrow and marry another. You know, and then, as it were. But let's hear what you think about that as we wrap up this first hour of the show.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. To drop a WhatsApp message.
0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Collins and Andrea. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Welcome. What's
all
up,
right, my name is Meg.
Hi,
I've been married for 20-something years. I feel the pain of the first wife.
Right.
If there's anything to go by, it's like my husband waking up and announcing to me on Instagram that he's married a second wife. What will I do?
Hey.
I really don't know. It's quite sad. But life will go on for the first lady who apparently they were both very young when they got married.
Yeah.
Used to be about 40 or 41. And if what we go by is true, he's been married for about 18 years.
Yeah.
It means he got married at 22. I never wanted to marry at 25 as a woman.
Oh, wow.
Not a talk of a man at 22. So maybe it's time to catch up with what he missed out, which is quite unfortunate. But life goes on. I want to encourage the first wife.
Okay.
She should just focus on her children and get her peace from them. And indeed, God is the judge of all. He's going to judge us all.
That's right. Wow.
I wish them well. I wish you well. I wish all of them well.
Yeah.
But what his father said, well, he didn't listen to his father. So be it.
Okay. Wow.
But women, brace up. Anything can happen, oh. I'm telling myself, oh.
The way you're saying this.
Hello with our men.
Amen. The way I'm saying it, let me quickly ask the question myself so that I'm not asked.
What's that?
So if like I just go on Instagram, I just post that Dre.
Can you ever do
it? Hello, please, like, let me answer my question. Answer my question.
Can you do anything?
We're
like
going
that?
On a break soon, but I want that question to. I just feel and say, okay. I want to introduce, you know, my new song. A new wife. What would you do?
What would I do?
Because what you do is more or less like advice to the woman right now who is in that situation.
We'll go on a break. Maybe when I come back, I must have, you know, put my thoughts together and answer that question.
You can't listen now.
Okay. It's a lot to digest. It's really a lot. To take it. We're going to break Lagos.
Yes, indeed. Stick around. We'll be right back. For those who are just joining us, remember you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Stay tuned. We are
The Techers.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. We are getting into the 11 o'clock hour. But a lot of people are calling already to give their thoughts about a lot of messages are coming in, really. So what's your advice to all the parties involved right now? What's your advice and what's your take on this matter on ground?
Advice?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm asking the audience. Okay. So, but your response, should we wait for it?
I will tell you behind.
Okay.
Behind closed doors.
There's no behind closed door. There's no door.
Oh, goodness.
Let's settle it now.
Okay, let me see. Ugo says, I support you 100%. He may have a reason for his action.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me see. This one's here says, I think... Back to Batman. All right. Okay, this one says, good morning, guys. Colin said he doesn't know what to say. Colin, imagine your wife brings a son home, that this is your three-year-old child. What would you do?
But you know the thing? That's why I asked that question, because I know people will start asking us, you know? They'll start asking us directly, like, what would you do? What would you do? Mm. That's why I've asked you. I know you asked me to, so we'll answer. So no need. Keep listening. You got to find out the results.
Okay, then.
You don't know if there's already...
Goodness. Okay, this one says, he has the right to take a second wife. Our tradition is different from Christianity. Europeans brought Christianity and all these laws to govern us. It's normal we switch back to a tradition of needed.
Sorry, sir, with all due respect, if you're Nigerian, you cannot say all these laws. The law? The law is not this law. The law... is above any traditional law, and that's as far as I know for in this country.
All right, Ebon from Suleri says, what's up, Lagos? We know they do meeting for who suffer. We for know the chairman. This life is a lesson that we learn every day. We should learn from our past and move on, not to let our past control us.
Yep.
Just don't do past yourself. Plan on what you have and keep pushing every day will be okay. We should try and motivate ourselves. With God, all things are possible.
Thank you, Ebon. Ebonua.
Okay, then this one says, what's up, Lagos? For you to announce on Instagram and call his wife, he must have informed his wife. That is the first wife. And probably you had an affair that led to pregnancy and he decided to marry the woman instead of having a child outside or a baby mama. Which I think this is what the angle a lot of people are looking at it from, saying that the reason, you know, it was a good idea for him not to have a baby mama and have all the saga, but, you know, it was a good idea for him to have married or call her a wife and what have you. Anyway, I don't think I have so much to say about this, because if I do, it might be controversial. Anyway, let me see. This one here says, use character in this light is quite sad. The consequences of polygamy is suffered by the children. I pray for the first wife to brace up, focus on her children, remain in the home and encourage herself.
Man, you know it's your Africa. It's your Africa.
So Atiba from Lekki says, this is why I love you both, the Techers. You bring up real life issues for discussions and also put yourself in the situation. This is highly commendable. God Almighty will uphold your family. What's up, Lagos? Chest alive. Good morning, the Techers. Thank you so much, Atiba.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, yep, indeed.
For understanding.
Yeah.
Some people just believe, say, ah, it's not a big deal.
So this one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Itekes. This is from a lawyer.
Oh,
okay. He says, under the Nigerian law, okay, there are two types of marriages.
Okay.
Number one, marriage under the Act, the Marriage Act precludes a second wife as it is monogamous in nature. Mm-hmm. A marriage under the Act is one celebrated at a marriage registry or in a church, which must be a registered place of worship.
Okay.
Two, marriage under traditional law and customs, that is Nikah marriage, is regarded as a marriage under that system. Okay. Marriage under traditional law and customs permits multiple wives as it is polygamous in nature.
Okay.
Three, he says bigamy is ordinarily a crime punishable with 7 years, but reality is it has never been enforced in Nigeria. Mm. And under the administration of Fashola in Lagos, bigamy was abrogated in Lagos. Is this any subsequent marriage in a marriage under the Act is just deemed as invalid? Number four, the question then is, under what marriage system did you, Ledochi, marry his first wife?
Oh-ho.
If he married her under traditional law and customs, in the eyes of the law, he has done nothing wrong. The morality of it, however, is a different kettle for fish altogether.
That is an Esquire speaking.
That's coming from Adolo Obi Esquire. Thank you very much.
Lawyers can never be, they never make it simple. They shall analyze it.
But I mean, this is much clarity, right?
No, it's clear. What I mean by, you know, they always elaborate. When I say kiss it, keep it short and simple. No. There's always, they'll itemize each part. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my God. So, outline.
Yeah, so I like the last part he said. Mm. The question then is, under what marriage did you, Edoche, marry his first wife? If he married her under traditional law and customs, in the eyes of the law, he has done nothing wrong.
Okay.
So if we're going by that, he has done nothing wrong.
Right, it's a matter of time. We'll get to know all these answers and we'll see how this unfolds. But hey, what's your advice to the woman? What's your advice to really the woman, the first wife?
Mm.
And I don't know, what's your own take on this matter?
When you say advice, like,
yeah, because
how she should handle this situation,
now.
Yeah?
Me, my heart, I'm feeling really, you know, I'm not trying to be, I'm not putting sentiment, but I'm actually putting myself in the shoes of everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest shoe to fit right to wear right now
is the first wife. Yeah.
Who got to know on Instagram? I don't know what stories are.
Did she get to know on Instagram?
Perhaps she's aware. Maybe things have been going down.
Yeah.
But we're nowhere.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
We don't know that isn't.
So let's stick to what we know.
Yeah.
So, but whatever,
I don't want to believe that she found out on social media.
You know, time will just tell what really the story is. I'm sure it will come out.
Are you going to surprise me anytime soon?
You're not sad, my uncle.
Are you going to surprise me anytime soon? I don't pray that.
What
can,
would you do?
That cannot even happen.
If that happened, what would you do? What will you do if
that
happens?
What am I going to do if that happens? Man, situations like this.
You say God would judge me, or what exactly?
God would judge you indeed now. But I mean, goodness, it's quite a very, very tough place, coming to think of it. It's really, really a tough place. It just shows that there's so many. I mean, if there'll be a lot to
you know,
adjust to. There'll be a lot to accept.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, if I were to advise her. The deed has already been done.
Yeah.
She cannot change the situation right now. She cannot go and turn the hands of time and, you know, how they say that stuff. But what she can really do is to adjust to the situation.
Okay.
That is what she can really do right now.
Instead
of her fighting the situation, it's tough. It would be really tough. But if I were to be like you're asking, if that would happen to me, I would feel heartbroken.
Yeah.
Right, I would feel heartbroken. I'll be shattered. Trust me, because I want to believe that we both had something that was precious to both of us.
Yeah.
So where did I go wrong, or where did it go wrong that you had to find solace in another person, and that resulted to having another child? So I'm not going to blame the girl or fight the girl or fight the child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to do that. I would take the child. I would embrace a child. If my husband has chosen to marry you and going by the law and going by tradition, if it's okay and going by what you believe in, right? Mm-hmm. If it's okay, I would embrace it because that's my current fate. I'm not going to fight it.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not going to fight it. What I'll just try to do is to adjust to the, you know, to the changes that has happened in my marriage, so to speak.
That's deep. That's that's very, 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 very deep.
It will be tough. It's not going to be easy, right? Yeah. Because I do not want to breed bad blood. I do not want to breed bad energy. I do not want to breed a generational curse or a generational
rift
between my children or between this woman or between my family. I do not want that, right? Because I know the extent that could lead to. And so I'm not going to be the one to instigate that or, you know, bring up, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to do that. So I would take her in if she, whatever she feels, fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, if you told me that, first of all, where were you 9 months? During the 9 months before you, you know, had the baby, but maybe you went away and all that.
Let's just even say pregnant. Let's just even say pregnant. Why are you laughing?
Let's go to break.
Let me go on a break. No, you don't need to go on a break, Colin.
No, Cecily, I'll have a conversation with you. And my decision at that time will be based on, you know, that conversation we had. Who is that talking? We are not the one in the mix.
We are not the one, though. We're trying to
make it so let's understand that, you know, even as couples out there, you should ask yourself these questions.
Because, I mean, surprises happen.
Some people just shy away for it.
Surprises like this would happen. You will be shocked.
This is us asking on radio, and there's no hiding here. There's nothing. I cannot see me. I'm doing it's because it caught me unaware. Like, boom. I've not really thought of it. And right now, I have to answer the question.
Yeah.
So for me, I know what we share.
Or maybe if I choose to say that, no, forget what
polyandry.
We share.
Okay, yes, I'll leave that.
We're not saying that it is us that is happening,
Benny.
Right? We're saying, we're assuming,
yep.
Right? So let's just assume that I say that I'm bringing in another husband.
Okay.
Or I have married another husband.
Mm.
And I'm pregnant for him. And I come to you. Oh, your answer.
Question. You don't get the answer. Question. Okay. Another one. Let me stop the jokes. So in life, I believe that. I mean, I've been through a whole lot of stuff in my entire life. And what I do is when a situation shows up, mm-hmm. I deal with it with the best, first of all, in the interests of God Almighty, the interests of myself, and then the interests of humanity, as it were, generally. Mm-hmm. So if I have that kind of situation and we have that conversation, for me, it'll be tough to take, to be a second husband husband. It'll be super tough.
I'm waiting for something.
It'll be super tough, but I can't let you go for anything.
Okay.
I go deal with you. I go deal it anyhow. I'll see. I want to kill the man. You understand? I'll see. I want. Guys,
evil.
Sorry. No violence. No support violence. And this is already.
Evil.
I'll see how I want
evil
to.
Evil love.
I'll see. I want to take the man because that man wants to take me out. That's the plan for this to happen.
If that's the case, even for me, right? That means the girl, the second wife, would want to take me out and be the first wife.
Why is different? Is because if you do that, you would have affected the child.
If you do it too, it, you
I don't affect the child.
You would affect
the mother
child.
Is alive.
Are
the father,
you kidding?
The stepfather is alive. Who do it? That's a joke. That's a joke, by the way.
Okay.
But it would be tough for me to handle. But instead of giving you up with someone else, with what we have, I mean, I can't take that out of it. That's the reality of it. I think that I will find a way of dealing with that and managing it. If it still works, fine, we'll be here. That's for me. And that's me being truthful.
Honest, right?
But if vex, I will vex. I'll try to give the man's letters.
It's heartbreaking, right? It's really, really, really heartbreaking. Because, come on. We never... We did not discuss this now.
This is not part of the plan.
This was never part of the plan.
But life happens.
Exactly.
Andy, let me tell you one thing. I know you know this for sure.
Yeah.
There are people out there. All they want to do is have what you have. They can kill. Just to have what you have.
Mm.
Whether it's your husband or your wife, they just want to have it. And this is something we should be aware of and also guard against.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then be open to each other and understand. And I understand why some men or women, or some men will tell their men or women, be safe or be protective or if you have to, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And some men will tell their wives, so why should tell their husband, I bought a pack of this thing for you.
Use it wisely.
You know, because they get to realize that, man, these things, you cannot really control them.
Yeah.
So with prayer and with you guys being open to each other, man, it's just the best way.
Yeah.
But not talking about the possibility of it and seeing how you're going to react to it, it's an undoing. It's just like not talking about sex education with children because they are kids. Mm. And then they end up wanting to explore it.
Experiment
so,
and
so
stuff.
So that's the way I look at it. Couple, you can ask yourself these questions right now.
We have a very strong value system that is working for us.
Yes, by the grace of God.
Yes. By the grace of God.
By the grace of God. It is not by our power.
It's not by our power.
Hey! Jesus Oluwawa. What will we not say on this radio?
Oh, goodness.
Ha! That question was tough.
It was.
I can't believe I answered it.
I can't believe I also answered that. That we even put ourselves in that situation.
That's right. So,
but where's us say Olomaje? How this is that thing? Olomaje.
This is time to get to the bench.
Olomaje. Please, let's speak that English, that Yoruba well. Please, I'm sorry that I'm wondering. Olomaje.
Olomaje.
Did I say it right?
Well, they should come and teach us that.
Ugochukwu on WhatsApp here says, Andrea, if Collins tries it, just close down WhatsApp Lagos show. He says that will make Collins to stand down because he would not sacrifice the show for anything.
You know that.
Okay, let me see. Andrea, this one says, Andrea, calm down. I trust Collins, my guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, the guy loves you, die. I know. Anyway, Chike from Ebutemeta says, what's up, Lagos? We don't really know what is happening before you took that decision. Probably they must have been having challenges at home, and he decided instead of doing what late Osinachi husband did to Sinchi, he brought it in another wife. Oh well, I mean, we don't have that information. We don't know if anything has been going down in the relationship, but it's obvious to us that he must have had an affair with another woman, and rather than having it in closed doors, he decided to bring her into the house and say, this is my new wife, and made it public.
All right, good, man. Let's not forget there's a family clinic coming up.
Yeah,
because this is getting tense. And we have someone in the story in the mix, something similar
Different
from last week.
Yeah,
we got to take that. But I understand that right now, some married couple, whether they are with their partner or they're alone, they must have thought of this. I say, but what will I do, Sha? I know some people that say, some people in their mind, they know what they have said. You know, but so let's calm the tension. Let's be Nigerian for a moment, and let's pray against that. let's be Nigerian for a moment and pray against that. Yes, wherever you are. So long, my dear. I'm the man.
Of Kimana, what you make first call me. Because you don't know. It's not just a game. Show me love. I'm not gonna let you drink what's at
they diss me, shall prosper. Lie, lie. Some people they want make a cry, some people they pray make a die. Why?
No, we needed that. We needed that. You guys don't know the tension. You know, just to respond to that. That question we asked. And I know if you're out there, if you're out there listening, and you're a couple, you're married for many years, and then you just thought of what we just talked about right now.
And so, you ask yourself the questions.
What will I do? So this is the best song. This is the best song now right now for you to say, ah, let's pray this prayer. Our fire prayer this night too, if you have to. In whatever religion you can pray.
I said fire prayer. Go on your knees.
Oh,
I
man.
Said, you know what?
Kule, what, Kule?
Along my jam.
You know, after, this is after you have, you know, ha. Anyways, let's get back to the, can we take some messages? Song is so apt. Welcome back, guys. All right, guys, for those joining us, it's 19 minutes past the hour of 11. We are
the Techest, right?
And this is What's Up Lagos. We are in the family talk at the family clinic. We're getting into the story shortly, but that social media highlight story got us into, you know, this mood, and a lot of messages have come in. I don't know if we take those messages or bring the story on the family clinic.
No.
Can we squeeze a message? I don't know, man.
We'll take messages. If we weren't able to take family clinic, we'd have that come up next week.
No problem.
Well, let's take
messages.
This one's coming from Melvin. Melvin says, "What's up, Lagos?" He says, "Funny enough, I just asked my wife and she's still laughing. I don't understand that laugh."
I know people will laugh. Oh my God.
Okay.
The laugh means you are dead. Let me tell you the meaning of the laughter. It means, oh, you're finished. Start running. Run, no. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, Fatima here says, Olomajeo.
Sing it. It's better. Don't sing it.
Okay. Olomajeo. She says, we'd enjoy the vibe. Thank you so much, Fatima. AY from Moe says, "What's up, Lagos? Well, I'm trying to imagine what it will feel like if Collins takes another wife. Maybe we will just kukuma half polygamous teke. What's up, Lagos series being aired." He says, "Seriously, though, Don't even think it for us. Don't think it on our behalf. You see, thinking is very powerful. Don't even think about it."
Yeah.
And let me see. He says that you guys are a greatly inspirational couple, and we cannot but wish you the very best together, without any hindrance to your home, peace and stability. Thank you so much. Okay, this one says, Collins and Andrea, what's up, Lagos? Guys, the truth be said, you two like big or didn't you guys see the leading question? Mm. It would really take God for any healthy man to resist such, says I, temptation, or even me, I must admit, cause the lady. Okay.
Okay.
We see your message. Muyidin here says,
God help you.
It's not a crime to have two or more wives in as much as the first marriage was not done under the act.
Yeah.
Who is afraid of polygamy? The more the merrier now. It's not that deep. Okay.
Because you're a man.
He says the more the
merrier.
Are you
also not afraid of polyandry? Can you be second husband?
I like that, the more the merrier.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right, this one says it will not work. I don't know what you're responding to.
That's the meaning of Olomaje.
Yeah. Okay, then. Whew. The phone lines are still buzzing.
Let's take a call or two, right?
Yeah, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, Collins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Collins.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. So, I contribute to the issue on ground, Andrea.
Yes.
I never knew where agreement has been made. Me, by the way, my name is Ibrahim.
Okay, Ibrahim, welcome.
Yes, I don't know how the agreement was made or when the agreement was made that I should not take a second wife.
That is between you and your wife, right?
No, between me and my wife.
Okay.
But I never a day promised her I would not take a second wife. And she never a day don't think of me not having a second wife.
Okay. Wow.
So I don't know I don't know how anyway I disappointed her if I bring a second wife.
Okay, that means in your marriage that possibility is open.
Yes, it's open.
All right, good stuff.
Okay.
It's open. Because she's from a polygamy home. I myself am from a polygamy home.
Okay.
So I think it's welcome and expected at any time.
All right. Wow, thank you.
We have Mr. Frank on the line from Ojo Alamba. Welcome, Mr. Frank.
Yeah, detective.
Good morning to you.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One I love you for your marriage. Is it not 18 or 23? Not 18, I mean. And so many other people marry 5, 10, 2, 3. Nobody is talking about it. This one will marry another second wife. They say to this, everywhere, all the whole station, all the whole phone, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. She says that this.
Because he's a celebrity now.
Yeah.
Now, tell me one celebrity that doesn't have a child, even the one that have not married. Tell me what, call one person you know, a superstar that doesn't have a child. Who says he will not have a wife? He has different children from different places. Is that not what?
Please, can we leave Two-Face alone for a bit?
We have to mention their name so that we believe what you are saying.
All right. Thank you so much. We need to go on a break right now. We have some messages to take. When I say can we leave Two-Face, it's like he's been overflogged. When I leave Two-Face, me living life.
We have any...
We have some message, right?
Yeah, we have a message to take, and Velvet Sandpaper is here.
Definitely. Do you have the right systems in place for your auditing and financial reporting to be efficient, profitable, and compliant in a post-pandemic world? Now, as the trusted leader in auditing and financial reporting software, Caseware Africa equips clients with the tools they need to compete in a rapidly changing industry. With remote-friendly cloud infrastructure and inputs from top subject matter experts, Caseware Africa transforms the way finance professionals work. Contact us at 0803-971-7617. I'll take that again, 0803-971-7617, or visit casewareafrica.com and book a demo today.
Wow, a lot going on. I've not recovered from that question, Shia.
Me too, really. My brain has just been going, wow, you know? What's going on, you know?
Let me make you calm down now.
Okay.
You know, women who have, men who have multiple children outside with different women, they'll just be like, oh my God. And then men who are in that situation right now, they'll be like, what are you guys talking about? This has been my life forever. You know, so we're going to break. Is it time? Okay, a few seconds to get into that. We'll be right back, guys. This is What's Up Lagos with Vetekes. Stay tuned to your number one station for talk all day, every day.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Family Talk with Vetekes. Vetekes, where family is everything. It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Well, Welcome back. Oh, the Family Clinic is live, and we have yet another story to look into.
Absolutely. This happened
even
last...
though our time has been chopped.
Absolutely. This happened last week. If you listened last week, we shared the story of a lady who sent a message to us and said, "Help, my sister is having an affair with my husband." And I'm going to read her story. And then I remember I told you that there was a follow-up.
Yeah.
She asked last week if she could confront her sister. How should she go about it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll read her story of last week. She says, "The techers, please, I need your advice. My hubby is having an affair with my only sister for over 4 years now. How do I go about it? How will I face my sister again? How will I restore the love and unity back? How can I stop thinking about it? Please help me." I remember last week, a lot of us shared how that she should confront her sister.
Yep.
People talked about the husband.
The family coming in.
Yeah, some people asked to call a family meeting and the likes. Now, this is a follow-up of what happened last week. Apparently, she took her advice. She went ahead, confronted her sister, and this is what she had to say. "I have confronted my sister. She said she was only playing along with my husband." She said it was my husband who started wooing her. She also said she was waiting for me to catch them red-handed, that if she told me, I wouldn't believe her. I still don't believe she was only playing along for 4 years, telling me nothing. She says my husband buys her things like phone, etc., sends her money and all for 4 years. After everything, I sent her out of my house. We went to my parents' place and the issue was addressed by my parents. They condemned her act and told me to forgive her. He says, after I sent her out of my house, she said she has denounced me as her sister and that I shouldn't come to any of her functions, that if I do, I will die. He says, now my parents are asking me to call her as the older one for peace to reign. And finding it difficult, I didn't offend her. She did offend me. She hasn't really even apologized to me. What should I do? Should I be the bigger one and still relate with her like my younger sister, or let her be?"
Wow, man, a lot of ambiguity. It's been the area of, I mean, you're cheating. Let me do this. You are having an affair with
your sister's husband.
Your sister's husband, and you're still bold enough to expect that. And then the family suggesting that you be the bigger one. I don't understand that.
Now, when I spoke to her over the phone, what she told me was they had the meeting and they actually did condemn her act. They actually did tell her what she did was wrong. They called her husband's mom to caution her husband, her son, right? That is her mother-in-law, to caution her husband and ask him to stop the nonsense he's doing and the likes. But also told the younger sister to apologize to her. And then from what she told me, she says, her sister wasn't even remorseful when she was apologizing. But that was how the family ended the whole thing and told her that she should be the bigger one and still relate to the sister. They keep calling her to ask her if she's now talking to the sister, if she has called the sister. And no one is saying, have you spoken to your sister? You know, have you spoken to your daughter? Have you asked her to, you know, speak to me? She's the one who offended me.
Yep.
And the like. So.
And now her question right now is, you know, she doesn't know what to do.
That should she be the bigger one and just relate to the
bygone
sister?
Bygone. Are bygone bygones, anyways?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. It's really a deep issue. Trust me, if you ask me. She says the relationship they've had, you know, the relationship she had. Because I asked her, what relationship were you having with your younger sister before she started living in your home, before your husband started this, you know. She said she's the first daughter and her sister is the last. That means she's like her pet. You know, she was the one who named her at birth. You know,
A pet that sleeps with your husband, really.
So all of a sudden, she started having an affair with my sister, with her husband. And I mean, it's really a tough one.
So what advice, guys? There is a no judgment zone, really, in the family clinic. So what advice would you give this, our amazing, what's our dummy name? I think, did we do Mary the last time? Let's give her the dummy name of
I think we gave her Mary last week.
I was going to give a Cameroonian name, though. But
what name do you want to
Nalova.
Okay.
Let's give her a dummy name, Nalova. And, you know, so you can send your advice, send us a WhatsApp, and what do you think Nalova should do in this situation?
Remember,
you
it's the
story.
same woman of last week.
That's right.
And this is her story.
Well, what would you do? So just send a message. We'll have to continue this next week because the last 45 or 15 minutes of the show is brought to you by Hypo Toilet Cleaner. And we have some guests joining us for this moment to talk about something that we hope would be inspirational to you and also great information on news you can use to improve your life. So we'll get into that shortly, but first...
You're listening to the home of great talk and exciting conversations.
Many times, I think the word submission used in the context of marriage is very ambiguous.
When you eat granola too much, you get eye problems. Or when you dig garlic too much, you get eye problems. Is this true?
Just like you said, these are myths.
He said, women, speak life into your husbands, even when he's not acting right. And I almost threw my phone at him.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Good. Well, we'll have some guests joining us, and there's been an ongoing campaign for those who have been listening to, you know, for the first time in the history of Nigeria, a toilet will come out
and cry for help. Please treat me well.
Ejo, please help out.
My hygiene is your hygiene. Take care of me.
So we're going to hear that cry again from that toilet who has been shouting for a long time now, if you've been listening to the show. And then we have some guests in the studio to join us to tell us a bit more about the Hypo Toilet Rescue Volunteer Program and a whole lot more that have to do with that and everything about this toilet crying. So we'll get into that. You meet our guest right after this. Stick around.